Your phone knows you're pregnant before you've told your partner. It detected the pattern. Searches for prenatal vitamins at 2 a.m., a sudden stop at pharmacies on your usual route home, lingering on maternity clothes websites. Within hours, your data profile updates across dozens of servers. Advertisers adjust their targeting, insurance algorithms recalculate your risk scores. Data brokers add you to lists sold to companies you've never heard of. You haven't announced anything yet, but in the digital realm, your secret is already a commodity being traded, analyzed, and monetized. Welcome to the surveillance economy, where privacy isn't just dying, it's been carved up and sold to the highest bidder. Before finishing your morning coffee, your phone betrays you 14,000 times. Each weather check broadcasts your location. Traffic cameras with facial recognition map your commute. Fake cell towers harvest your phone's identity. At work, monitoring systems track emails, keystrokes, and social media. Promotional emails contain invisible tracking pixels, revealing which device you're using. In stores, Wi-Fi sensors detect your phone's unique signature. AI cameras create heat maps of your movements, analyzing how long you linger and interpreting facial expressions. Medical records enter vast data sharing networks. The NHS shared millions of patient records with Google's DeepMind, often without consent. Family DNA tests effectively share your genetic profile, creating discrimination risks, despite false positive rates reaching 40% for certain conditions. The myth of anonymization crumbles quickly. Just three data points, birth date, gender, and zip code, uniquely identify 87% of Americans. Data brokers maintain lists categorizing people by pregnancy status, divorce history, medical conditions, even sexual assault victimhood. This information feeds targeting systems making consequential decisions about employment, insurance, and opportunities, all without your knowledge or consent. In 1998, Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin warned that advertising-funded search engines will be inherently biased towards the advertisers and away from the needs of consumers. Then the dot-com crash dried up venture capital. Within 4 years, Google's revenue exploded from $19 million to $3.2 billion, a 3,590% increase by doing exactly what they'd warned against. The transformation was complete. Users became products. Advertisers became customers. Google harvested our private thoughts through search profiles. The $3.1 billion DoubleClick acquisition extended surveillance across the web. Gmail and Google Maps weren't innovations. They were data collection mechanisms disguised as services. By the late 1990s, the FTC proposed comprehensive privacy legislation. Then, September 11, 2001, changed everything. Privacy regulation was shelved. Intelligence agencies accessed corporate data through the Patriot Act and secret court orders. This marriage of corporate and government monitoring created comprehensive systems for tracking citizens' digital lives. By the time we looked up, the surveillance infrastructure was already built. Data scientists have created artificial societies, digital replicas of you built from social connections, purchases, browsing patterns, and health data. These virtual clones predict exactly how you'll respond to promotions, headlines, or political messages. Cambridge Analytica weaponized this technology, harvesting data from 270,000 Facebook users and their 87 million friends to build psychological warfare tools. They identified vulnerable voters and exploited weaknesses through precisely timed, fear-based content. Their whistleblower believes Brexit wouldn't have succeeded without this interference. Trump won by just 70,000 votes across three swing states. His campaign spent $44 million on nearly 6 million different Facebook ads, including targeted messaging to suppress 3.5 million Black voters. This manipulation strikes at autonomy itself, your fundamental right to make genuine choices. Privacy violations enable interference with your decision-making. After Snowden's revelations, terrorism-related Wikipedia searches dropped 30%, proving surveillance awareness alters behavior. Privacy is also collective. When you submit DNA to Ancestry, you expose genetic information shared with relatives who never consented. With just 1.3 million people in a genetic database, researchers can identify anyone. Every piece of information you surrender becomes a thread in a vast surveillance tapestry affecting everyone connected to you. Personal data is the asbestos of our digital age. Cheap to mine, highly useful, fundamentally toxic. The 2015 Ashley Madison breach exposed 30 million users, causing anxiety, job loss, blackmail, broken families, and suicides. Ramona Maria Faggiora's stolen identity led to wrongful arrests and years of legal battles. Institutions storing this data face existential threats. Cambridge Analytica collapsed 2 months after its voter profiling revelations. The 2017 Equifax breach exposed 147 million Americans to Chinese military hackers seeking blackmail opportunities for recruiting spies. The New York Times demonstrated how purchased location data could track military officials, law enforcement, even President Trump through a Secret Service agent's smartphone. The most chilling example comes from World War II Netherlands, where comprehensive ID cards and IBM's tracking machines enabled the murder of 73% of Dutch Jews, compared to just 25% in France, where census data didn't record religion and a resistance member sabotaged collection. The lesson? Comprehensive data collection creates infrastructure for atrocities, even when initially benign. We're building this infrastructure now with little consideration for how future regimes might weaponize it. The surveillance economy demands radical change. We've transformed society before, establishing workers' rights, banning ozone-depleting chemicals, and we can do it again. Start by eliminating personalized advertising, which normalized surveillance and fractured democracy. Despite promises of relevance, targeted ads increase revenue by only 4%, just 0.0008 per ad, yet advertisers pay 50 times more than for untargeted ads. The math doesn't justify the surveillance. Stop the trade in personal data entirely. Personal information should never be bought, sold, or shared for profit. Reverse default data collection. The default should be no collection, requiring active user opt-in. Bind organizations to fiduciary duties, like those binding doctors and lawyers, prioritizing users over stockholders. Mandate cybersecurity standards and ban surveillance technologies prone to abuse. Facial recognition, gait recognition, IMSI catchers, smartphone hacking software. Individually, choose privacy-friendly alternatives. Signal over WhatsApp, DuckDuckGo over Google, Firefox over Chrome. Use ad blockers and Privacy Badger. Change default settings annually and purge unnecessary data regularly. Go analog when possible. Paper records beat digital ones. Pay cash, read physical books, leave your phone home. Demand privacy from companies and governments. Two futures await. In one, extreme surveillance tracks not just actions, but thoughts through biometric sensors and facial expressions. Algorithms decide employment, healthcare, and relationships. Every mistake lives forever. Every exploration leaves permanent traces. The alternative, your data remains yours. Conversations stay private. Technology empowers rather than controls. Encryption protects communications. Decentralized systems prevent monopolies. Privacy isn't dead, it's fighting back. After Cambridge Analytica and massive breaches, people understand privacy's value again. GDPR and CCPA provide better regulations. Privacy-respecting alternatives are emerging. Privacy creates space for fair treatment, empowers citizens, and protects free thought. Without it, discrimination becomes automated, conformity stifles innovation, and surveillance infrastructure becomes irreversible. As Aristotle argued, moral indignation, not resignation, is the appropriate response to rights violations. Privacy isn't about hiding. It's about autonomy, dignity, and developing your personality without constant surveillance. Total surveillance isn't inevitable. It's a choice, and the time to choose differently is now.